Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We love us our Tesla stories, don't we? And Doug passed along another one to me. But this is a good one. You can't say I'm making fun of Tesla here. Tesla owner stops carjacking thanks to a connected Model 3 and a dumb thief. This is from Electrek.co. Fred Lambert wrote the story a couple days ago. A Tesla owner stopped carjacking thanks to his connected Model 3, preventing the thief from leaving with the car or even getting out of it. That's embarrassing for a thief. The Barstow Police Department announced yesterday the carjacking suspect had been arrested, and they shared the interesting story about the crime on their Facebook page. On May 8th, 2020, at approximately 10:20 a.m., officers were dispatched to the 400 block of East Fredericks Street regarding a vehicle theft in progress. The reporting party stated that while he was sitting inside his Tesla 3 vehicle, a subject opened the driver's side door and began screaming at him to get out of the car. The subject made the victim get out of his vehicle and then attempted to steal it. The victim stated that he was able to use his cellular phone to turn the vehicle's engine off and lock the subject inside the vehicle. As officers arrived on scene, they observed a subject later identified in the driver's seat of the vehicle. Officers made contact with the man and placed him under arrest. When officers placed him under arrest, they observed that he was sweating profusely and was twitching and blinking his eyes rapidly. His behavior was also erratic and combative. He was placed under arrest for carjacking and being under the influence of a controlled substance. Yes, he was all hopped up on goofballs. It sounds like there was some miscommunication between the police and the Tesla owner, since the vehicle doesn't actually have an engine and it can't be turned off with the app. But of course, these are all minor. The fact is, the guy got in the car, couldn't get it to move, and then couldn't get out. Well, I don't know for sure. Here's what Fred Lambert says I think actually happened. The owner was using his Model 3 with his phone. When the carjacker kicked him out of the car, he got out of range with the phone, which prevented the car from being put in drive, hence leading to the comment about turning the engine off. Of course, the car's got a motor. It's electric, right? As for locking the thief in, I'm not sure what he means by that, because you can't really lock someone inside the car. You should always be able to use the manual release, which people sometimes even use inadvertently. However, it sounds like the thief was on some drugs, the goofballs mentioned earlier. It's my editorializing. And he might not have been able to get himself out because of his state of mind. He was not trapped in the car. He was trapped in his state of mind. I like that. A previous report showed that stolen Tesla vehicles in the U.S. have almost all been recovered. Right now, they're batting 112 out of 115. So 115 have been stolen, 112 have been recovered. In Europe, they have some more sophisticated thieves that managed a string of Tesla vehicle thefts through relay attacks, and most vehicles there have not been recovered. Different story altogether. But in response to those attacks, Tesla started rolling out extra layers of security with improved cryptography, key fob, and optional pin-to-drive feature. And as you can imagine, you know, it's a game of cat and mouse, as they say. And every time one side comes up with something, the other side comes up with something to defeat it. And you're going to have yourself spy versus spy for the Mad Magazine readers in the audience. That's the best, I think, analogy we can go with. And, you know, there's virtually nothing that can make something theft-proof, okay? And I know that there's cars out there that are harder to steal than others. And there was a time when cars were actually relatively easy to steal. You know, cars that didn't have locking steering columns and an ignition in the dashboard, for instance. Extremely easy to steal, or so I've been told. And I've had clients whose cars were stolen. And I've gone through the process of talking to the experts about how the car was stolen, what happened, and so on. And, you know, it's more difficult to steal cars. But a car can always be stolen. If worse comes to worse, someone can back up to it with a flatbed, tip it, drag it up, and drive off with it. I mean, the car's gone. You know, what they can do with it, it's another story altogether. But the point is that ain't nothing unstealable if someone really wants to steal it. So what you want to do is you want to do things that make it more difficult. But it might be that when you're all hopped up on goofballs, you have a hard time driving to begin with. So maybe you shouldn't be out stealing cars. Maybe you shouldn't be doing goofballs, you know, whatever. So I jokingly used that phrase, hopped up on goofballs, a couple videos back, and several people commented positively, like they enjoyed that. And What it is in The Simpsons, there was an episode where Chief Wiggums is the police chief who's supposed to be really, really stupid. I mean, just the most incompetent cop who ever lived. And he's incompetent, but he's also out of touch with just what's happening in today's society. And there's an episode where he accuses somebody of being on drugs. And he goes, oh, you're all hopped up on goofballs. As if that use of the hip lingo somehow made him, you know, and clearly he's out of step. But the other good drug reference is when Homer goes to prison. And somewhere in the episode, he has to give a urine sample. And Otto, the bus driver, who is actually probably on drugs at all times, realizes he can't pass a drug test. So he switches his drug sample with Homer's, assuming that Homer's will be clean, which it was. And of course, then Homer gets to hear the bad news about how his drug sample came back. And of course, because it was Otto's, it was just filled with all kinds of things. And I don't remember them all, but I do know that they're included therein was horse tranquilizers, cow paralyzers, LSD Mach 3, and traces of human urine. But hopped up on goofballs, of course, is the best, illicit reference from The Simpsons. But I have digressed quite a distance. So here's the deal. The cool thing about Tesla, of course, is that with all the electronics and computers and high-tech gizmos they've got, it isn't that difficult for them to add in some cool features and to very, very quickly do this kind of stuff. So I admire and respect them for their ability to do that. But again, the story from Electrek.co, and Fred Lambert wrote it. And again, I'm not an expert on Teslas. I never claimed to be. I've never even had a ride in one. I've had several people offer me rides, but I've yet to have somebody who has one right there say, Steve, you want to go for a ride? Which I'd love to do. I've had people on my page say, hey, Steve, if you're ever in Tulsa, I'll give you a ride. And I'll take you up on it next time I'm in Tulsa. So wherever you might be with your Tesla, I respect you for it. And someday, I suspect I will own an electric car. But that would be a day in the future, somewhere down the road. I've mentioned recently for the people who watched my last live stream that I am going to be acquiring a new car to me. Not a new car in the sense of a new car. I bought a new car last year with my 2019 Ford Explorer. But I'm acquiring another vehicle which will be new to me. It's an older vehicle. It's a few years old. But it's in very nice shape. I've not met the car yet, but I've seen a lot of photographs and documentation. And my good friend Mark Lieberman at Nostalgic Motoring is helping me out with it. So when the day comes, I will break out the cameras. I will shoot video. I will walk around it. We'll all go for a ride, won't we? So that's what we'll be doing. But again, I have not yet had a ride in a Tesla, but someday I hope to. And just, you know, one more thing to knock off the old bucket list. So there you go. Questions or comments, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Where do forest rangers go to get away from it all?